Harper Audio presents The Destroyers, a novel by Christopher Bolin, performed by Graham Halstead. Time is a game played beautifully by children. Heraclitus. None of the dead come back, but some stay. Unknown, often attributed to St. John the Divine. Prologue. She was starting to enjoy it, the strange, delirious feeling of nothing bad happening. On the last day, Elise stabbed her key into the neck of the motorbike, clipped the helmet strap under her chin, and revved the throttle. She took off toward the port town of Scala. She was a gunshot, a bullet racing, and in the past 10 days she had learned to bank the bends in the roads with the slightest readjustment of her hips. The engine kicked into gear, and she clenched her front teeth as if she held a knife between them. Dead time, all the time. Days fine and rolling and shiftless. She didn't want to think about the end. She had woken at 6 to watch the sun slip out of the Aegean. The Greek island of Patmos was a wheeze of color. Bleach blonde dust, scrub brush of wiry green, the wet metal shine of water, and low rock walls blooming sinus pinks. As Elise ascended a hill, she saw the monastery rise from the cliffs like a cruise ship moored on a mountaintop. Human bodies were scattered along the beaches, silver and limp in the sticky heat. She wanted to be one of them, for another week or maybe forever, lingering between states of hangover and hunger. The beaches here were perfect, and the sea like glass. At night on the island.